This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, September 25th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. It was a who's who in the agriculture industry today in Kansas City at the annual Outlook Forum presented by the Agriculture Business Council of Kansas City and AgriPulse. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall echoed comments earlier this week by Iowa Senator Charles Grassley that if the government shuts down, the blame falls on Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Marshall said Schumer is rejecting his own party's spending plan.
We've agreed to fund the government at the current levels of Joe Biden's budget. So last December, every Democrat in the Senate voted for a budget, and we've continued that on till now. Now, usually we're supposed to shift over to a President Trump budget right now, but we can't agree. So we said all we're asking is you just to continue the same spending levels. They want to add $1.5 trillion of borrowing from your grandchildren to that budget, which is already bloated.
Marshall said the nation's $37 trillion in debt with a huge daily interest payment on those funds.
We're spending $3 billion a day on interest. It's actually 2.7, but $3 billion a day on interest. That's the number one threat to our country. And until Congress is willing to go on a diet here, we're going to continue down this road. Think about this. Pre-COVID, we were spending less than $5 trillion a year. Now we're spending $7. So we went from $5 to $7 trillion. The Democrats added all this emergency spending. And well, guess what? COVID's over. So why do we need to be continuing to spend at those bloated levels? So it's politics, and it's politics.
Marshall says the longer the impasse on the budget, the less likely Congress will approve Farm Bill 2.0 before the end of the year. The Kansas legislator likes the extension of the 45Z Renewable Energy Tax Credit in the Budget Reconciliation Act, but says not everyone in the renewable energy field will prosper from the legislation.
Europe is going to demand these biofuels for jet fuel. So I think it's an incredible market opportunity. Not every ethanol plant is going to be able to embrace it. And some fuels aren't going to be as a better carbon index score, intensity score, as another. So the details have to be written yet, but I'm very bullish on it. And like every new product, I think that some ethanol plants are going to succeed and some don't. Those ones that have been working on this for 3 or 5 years are ready to seize the moment.
Marshall says the farmers' top priority should be convincing Congress to approve year-round D15 sales. He reasoned that exports are important to crop prices, but domestic demand could shadow global commodity sales.
So in an average year, we're exporting 2 billion bushels of corn. Now, the last several years, it's been less than that. This year, we're going to export 2.86 billion bushels of corn. So trade exports are up, but the price of corn is still down for a lot of different reasons. But it's not because of our trade policies. If we went to year-round E15, we would increase corn consumption by 2.5 billion bushels of corn. So that would be doubling, you know, our trade market. Whatever we're trading each year in corn, we would do that if we would go to year-round E15. So that's why it's so important. It's not going to cost the federal government anything. Actually, the scores, it's going to save them some money. It's going to save about $5 billion.
USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer used Central Illinois income data to show negative returns for crop farmers in 2023-24 this year and projected negative returns for next year. Rollins says the government is cracking down on farmer input costs.
USDA and the Department of Justice signed a memorandum of understanding this morning that aligns a joint commitment by both of our agencies under Attorney General Pam Bondi and myself to protect American farmers and ranchers from the burdens imposed by a high and volatile input cost such as feed, fertilizer, fuel, seed, equipment, and other essential goods while ensuring competitive supply chains, lowering consumer prices, and the resilience of U.S. agriculture and the food supply.
In addition, the Antitrust Division of the Department of Justice will begin to scrutinize competitive positions in the ag marketplace. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.